This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Uh-oh. Little Irish tune. Little Irish.
This is, I think...
Started out Irish.
It started out sitarish, I believe.
Is what it is. That's an Indian instrument, right?
I don't know who invented it. I don't know why we have a guitar and they have a sitar.
It's guitar, sitar, clitar, is a bunch.
Yes. Yes. I had a grandmother who had a four-taurus.
I think the clitar is Colombian, right?
No, I want to say that came from Ecuador.
Oh.
Home of soccer.
You know, you can do the thing in Ecuador that you do at Carowinds. You can stand in both hemispheres.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you can't do
that's
that at Carowinds.
That's kind of fun. The equator?
My aunt went to Quito, and that's where you do it. It looks like Quito. It's Quito. And, she's like, oh, man, I'm standing on both sides.
Like, I want to go just over enough to flush in the southern hemisphere because it like goes the other way, right? Like your doo-doo goes backwards.
But what if you're right on the line? Does it just turn into a tornado of poo?
I think it just sits there.
It just like, I don't know where to go.
That's in the center of the ocean.
It's just like it's some kind of...
I don't know which way to spin.
Yeah. It's like some
the
kind
of... Bermuda Triangle.
Like you're waiting for atoms to crash. Some kind of... some kind of big machine spinning particles and molecules and crap.
Is that a nice country? Like, it don't sound nice. I don't know.
She was there on a mission trip, so I imagine not.
Yeah.
They needed the Lord on both hemispheres, let's be honest.
They really, like, really did food, water, the word, the good word.
Yes.
Didn't short supply
the,
of all.
They had the Olympics there, so it...
Well... They've had it in a lot of bad places.
Oh, God, when they had it in Rio, man.
Atlanta?
Still, yeah, well. The water was...
We can't laugh at ourselves. Let's...
Well.
Rio was like a real dump. They were saying the water was contaminated still. France, the water was contaminated.
They were doing... They were... was it... What was the most recent one? Was it in... Did we have one in China? Or we, meaning the world?
Yeah, it was Beijing,
okay.
Right?
Beijing,
okay,
yeah.
That's what it was.
Beijing Olympics.
So there's these awful mountains that are near, like, the airport, near there. It's just awful, like, barren mountains that just looks like, not barren Trump, but, like, barren, like, they won't grow anything, just like...
Can't have kids.
Nope, it just means nothing will grow there. It's like where... Cousin Eddie would have lived.
Is it because it's so cold, or is it because...
Well, I don't know, but they put all this fake grass all over it just for that particular reason. They rolled out rolls and rolls of this fake grass to cover it just for people flying into the Olympics.
It was probably Z-52.
Freaking weird. Weird. But, you know, we all have our little things, like God. Me. I want to know, and I want to ask a serious question. And this is...
What happened to all the Chinese seeds sent to us during COVID? Was that the question?
You knew exactly what I was going to say.
What was that? I didn't hear it.
Oh.
The Chinese seeds they told you not to open or plant.
Oh, yeah.
Where are they?
Why
did all our trees blow over when a simple storm came through? And also, like, what's happening in the ocean around California?
I'm going to take that water and spread it around.
You think those are all those little sightings of balloons or whatever happened years ago that caused all this?
Oh, I forgot about that. I didn't connect the two.
I think that was just...
They could have been transponders for the balloon.
That was something just to get our attention while something else happened. We didn't know what it was. Because that was like every news media outlet was like, it's another balloon. And I was like... Well, let's do something about it instead of following it around for 2 weeks. Like, let's shoot it down.
All right,
well,
I would have.
We don't know what's in it. And it might be,
toxins.
Like, we don't know what's in it. Well, let's not look like we're some pushover country and just allow it to happen. Like, what's that saying? Man, anybody, we're scared. We don't want to shoot it down. Let's catch a hold of it and take it off to space and blow it up or something. I don't know.
Let's get in.
If there is space, I mean, come on.
Let's see what's up.
Well, there is space.
Between me and you, there's a little baby. Bit.
William Shatner's seen it. He's been there.
He cried too. Remember? I think he saw heaven. Is what he saw, and it made him cry.
You should have said hello.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Like the song.
There was more for him to do here. They sent him home.
I mean, look.
There's something left for you to do, Bill.
He's 93, right? So he better work it all in.
God, do you imagine you're that old and you're like, all right, this is beautiful. I want to go there. It's like, oh, you're not ready yet. Like, dude, I'm 93.
You've seen
the cost of eggs. Eggs are at an all-time high. Just let me go on home now.
I can't even afford to buy Lucy, so come on.
You have more cons to do, Bill. You have one in Greenville you have to do, Bill.
You finally made peace with Nimoy. Now bury the hatchet with T'Kai.
Oh, boy. Why are you still alive? Anybody else in the cast that you begrudged?
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Bill wants to make amends.
You did not apologize to Nichelle Nichols. We're getting some bonus points with the nerds today on
here. Yeah, but say hello. say you're sorry to Brad, too. Everybody.
Brad is...
Everybody.
I remember somebody was disappointed to meet Shatner because he wouldn't shake their hands.
Yeah.
He doesn't do that.
He also charges $150 for an autograph.
And you can't really get that close. $150.
How many people do you want to touch during the day? I can understand being a germaphobe places.
The fist bump, I think, is, you know.
Or less than that. Just
but I have an open wound on my knuckle now, so if I don't fist bump you either, I have an open wound.
That's okay.
I got mad and hit a barn door.
Plus, I like to kind of freak people out and rub knuckles. Why'd you hit a barn door?
It's a long story.
Cow farted.
That was the same day, actually. Let me tell you about how stupid I am, though. For real. All right. So I told you about my awful situation with my TV. I get the black screen of death from Vizio or whatever it's called. And my TV goes black. And I'm like, oh, crap. My TV was so big, and that's not a brag. It doesn't cost that much now. TVs are... unbelievably
cheap.
Like, considering what we're paying for eggs, TVs are cheap.
Lucy's.
So, I had a 75-inch TV that was just big enough to sit on the floor and you just sit there and look at it. Well, when that one went out, I was like, I didn't really need one that big. So I got a 65-incher. But then I realized, it's got to be on something now because I'm looking down at the TV.
Yeah.
So I got a TV stand. That I was like, I'm challenging myself to put this together because I'm not good at reading directions and doing it. Like, it's...
Sometimes it's complicated, like the IKEA stuff.
You know how when really smart people in movies are thinking about something, they see all the numbers moving around and all that?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I see when I read directions and try to implement them. Like, they all just scramble. I'm not kidding. There's some... Something, I'm not making light of this, some kind of something spectrum there. It's something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's definitely some R-word modification.
Shut up. It's just something where something's not clicking. So, but I said, you know what? I open it up. It says 45-minute time preparation. I'm like, so 4 hours later, and that's no joke either. 4 hours later.
Well, you had to take breaks, I guess.
Nope.
Oh, straight through.
I mean, TV was on and stuff. I watched that dumb All-Star American Gladiators bullcrap. That was lame.
That ain't good.
That was lame.
Do you regret the downgrade? Because that's a 10-inch downgrade in size.
No, because it's a crystal HD now. So ooh, it's like looking out a window. It's beautiful. But I was tired of being on the floor putting this, essentially a TV stand, but it has little storage and stuff in there. It's a little thing. And
oh, it's the entertainment center.
So, no, see, that I hate that. It's not. There's no
not
center
like
of internet. It's a stand for my television that has some storage on the bottom.
It's a stand with cubby holes.
That's it.
Do you like cubby hole?
I like cubby hole. I was a cubby scout.
What kind of...
Go Cubs.
You're just bolting it to the back? Or
no, it's a lot of pieces, but it's four main levels. You got the base, you got a little lip thing that goes over the top, you got the shelving, and then you got the flat base. But I was getting aggravated of having to be on my knees on the floor doing this thing. So once I got the first level of it built, I set it on my coffee table, which is really large. So I took everything off the coffee table, set it there, and started building it.
Pretty smart.
Well, lo and behold, no, it wasn't. Because I put 4 hours later, after I finished building that damn thing, I realized that it's on my coffee table and it's too heavy to take it off.
Oh, my God. Seriously? Oh, God.
Yeah, seriously. Like, I have a double-decker coffee table now. What? Like, I can't see over it.
Can you slide it?
Dude, I got a video that I put on my phone that I took yesterday.
I gotta see this.
To show you the perspective of...
Fat boy, go over and help him.
I don't know if I can lift it, if he can't lift it.
All right, hold on. Oh, yeah, shocker, I'm watching wrestling. Look. Oh, hold on here.
God.
It's on my coffee table. And look, see where my TV is?
Oh, it's got like a barn door on the front.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
It looks like a barn door, but it's not a barn door.
God almighty, how big is that coffee table?
I would
take it apart and then put it together on the floor.
You're crazy. That's 4 hours of my life. Weekend life, too.
You don't want to throw your back out.
Do you got a neighbor you trust to let in your house to help you move it?
All my neighbors are retirees.
They can't do it.
They can't do it.
So plus,
they
don't want to.
They've already worked. They don't want to lift that.
They've worked enough.
I got a swivel.
I let them live,
man,
while they were working.
That swivel is great.
The swivel?
Oh, you can just...
To put on your TV that you could turn it.
Yeah, if the wall wasn't in the way, it would go completely.
That's what I have one that you can adjust the TV.
I was like, oh, this is good.
Well,
just to center it where
you
want to
come
heavy.
By my house today after lunch and help me pick that up and set it on the floor.
Please.
Do it for Paige.
Yeah, do it for me so he'll have a TV and
we're kind of packed to today.
I know, we have a big day. I know. So, I mean, it's just, I was not thinking long-term on this. I was like, all right, my knees are going to be in some world of hurt if I'm sitting here on this hardwood putting this sucker together. I want to just kind of stand up and do it.
But, you know,
now it's on top of a
before
table,
you wouldn't have even attempted to put it together.
Uh-uh, no.
Do you have, like, a box that's kind of sturdy that you can slide it on and then slide it to
the
ground?
I mean, this thing, it's heavy. I mean, I didn't get it from Temu. It's heavy.
You thinking about going to the, when you go to the gym, kind of recruit some big, burly,
come on
burly
over
women
here.
To,
I'll pay you $5 so you
like
can
two
get
two car jacks and bring it in and just jack it up and bring it over. I don't know.
Just wheel
some
it
kind
over.
Of pulley system. The way they built the pyramids.
Oh, you got to have a dolly.
Yeah.
A furniture dolly.
You can
dolly.
Do that.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, that, you know what? I deserve all those. That was dumb. I mean, come on. At least I told you about it, though. I could have had an embarrassing moment and share it with you, make you laugh, you butthole text.
I mean, how about kind of rocking it down and put one side down and then hold it and then do the other side? Slide it down that way.
Oh, like Buffalo Bill moved the couch into the van before he got Catherine Martin to get in there and pull it.
Yeah. That, man, I mean, no. You just got to think of the, like, you'd have to have the arms the size of a wingspan of like a pterodactyl. Uh-huh. Or like Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah, somebody big.
Somebody like that. And then also the strength of like Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Somebody like that.
God, man.
Because I got to kind of roll some planters in the, when it gets cold in the wintertime.
Oh, yeah. Hiding immigrants?
What that's why I'm glad I'm not a woman. Because you either, look, planting.
You have to be smart when you're a woman.
You know what he said? That's why I'm glad I'm not a woman.
That's the other thing about being a woman.
What, you care about plants?
You're creative and you figure out a way to do stuff.
You have to be in plants. Every house has to have a plant. Plants every damn where. You got to water them. You got a plant tray. You got to move plants? Them in and out.
What's wrong with gardening?
Get a cactus. They make even colorful cactuses now. Good. You don't have to water it and it just sits there. And if you don't like somebody, you can stab them with it right now.
Okay. It's a good idea.
Man.
So much easier to be a dude.
You apparently. Really like being a guy. She really likes being a woman.
She really does.
Like that, y'all are just, that'll be perfect for a spelling bee coming up.
Yes. Battle of the Sex.
Spelling
oh
Berg.
Oh my God.
Spelling Berg.
It's my middle name. That's my nickname.
Berg?
Spellenberg.
Yep.
Spelling.
Yeah, that's what they called him in school. All 38 years of it.
That old guy last night said he got 6 GEDs. Big red.
6 GEDs and 2 DUIs.
Wow. That's incredible.
I know. That's like, man, this should be opposite like, at least.
I feel good about
not
winning.
Not very progressive.
I'm going to beat Paige's ass.
You probably will because I got 3 hours of sleep, so.
Okay. Says, I don't want you to qualify now. It's going to take away from my win.
It's okay.
No, it ain't. I want you to say you're fully rested. You're ready to go.
I'm better at science than I am.
Why don't, Paige, you take a nap real quick. And then when we come back, you'll be refreshed.
That's perfect.
For the first time in a long time, Spellenberg.
Ooh.
I need a couple more. And I don't know how to, I guess I'll, okay. Yeah, I do. Okay. Here we go.
She's got a lot of degrees. A lot.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything.
More than you. More than me. Yeah. More than us combined.
More than a thermometer.
Okay. Give me an out here, dude. Can't go out on that.
God. I'm stalling here. I got to focus.
I know.
Now you're throwing me off.
I'll tell you about my Matt Man's conspiracy mystery that's coming up soon this week. I don't know if it's going to be tomorrow, but one day. The real owners of Fuddruckers. For years, you've not known who really owns it, but I'm going to expose the former lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish and Elmer Fudd coming up one day this week.
Wake up!
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Like when they bicker back and forth, that's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Spellenberg, hoom-bop, Spellenberg, hoom-bop, Spellenberg, hoom-bop,
ba-bow.
Time to call and rep your town, from Chesney to Greenville, we'll find the spelling champ, whether from Easley or Spartanburg. Can you beat the caller, that phone from Hendersonville? Tell me, who in the world will
win Spellenberg?
Can you spell pneumonia, or will you just pout and hang up? We'll find out who's witty, who really knows their words. If you gotta work, then get up. If you're coming home, then stay up to hear who in the world will
win Spellenberg.
If you're from Greer or from Taylor's, Anderson or Chesney, Bowling Springs to Hendersonville, just call up.
Yeah,
hoom-bop, Spellenberg, hoom-bop. Spellenberg, boom-bop, Spellenberg, boom-bop,
ba-bow.
You know, it's been so long since we played this, I forgot what that was even a parody of. Was it Carmen Sandiego?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
We got to update it, though, because, you know, we got to put some Tennessee towns in there.
Oh, yeah.
Some Georgia. What's up, Winder, Georgia?
Besides, Winder. Guess That Accent, that's probably my favorite theme song.
Can't
play that one anymore.
Yes, sure we can. It's the golden era.
All right. Maybe one day.
You know, we're going to talk about it later, but the whole stuff with SNL, I was like, you know, good on you to admit, because that's one of my big gripes about, especially NBC, Universal, all that, is that they'll sit there and tell you about all these social standards that are wrong, but then they still show reruns of old TV shows and profit off of it. And
yeah,
they kind of acknowledge that a little bit on that. Very, very small way, but at least they acknowledged the fact that
they're
Chevy
like, we don't
Chase
care.
Called Richard Pryor that on live TV.
Uh-oh.
Richard Pryor also called him a honky like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
I didn't know how they were going to play that out.
I was like, are you going to acknowledge this? No mention of Milton Berle.
Right. Uncle Milty and his hog. Uncle
Nothing about
Milty.
That. All right, so
I heard that in a long time.
This was all based off of, you know, I'd forgotten about it till that SNL documentary Fat Boy told us about. I forgot about the Milton Berle stuff.
Oh yeah, he was not a nice guy.
Yeah.
The movie wasn't good.
Don't you hate finding out that people are really horrible?
I never
people?
Had reason to think he was like a good person.
Like it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, guys from that
he brought
era.
Cross-dressing to America.
It's like you hear things like, you know, people that seem like wholesome people, like Andy Griffith was supposed to be so nice. And I always thought he was the nicest man. But then you don't ever want to meet anybody because they could be disappointing or they may have a bad day.
One of my buddies dated a girl who got married to a girl whose grandmother was best friends with Aunt Bee. From Andy Griffith.
Oh, never heard a good word
Frances
about her.
Frances Bavier, and they said she was the biggest.
See, and that just ruins
everything.
See,
exactly. That's exactly what
and
they
And she
would
died
say.
With a bunch of cats.
Yeah.
Well, too many cats.
Just not.
How many are too many?
Not.
I think she had like 20.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't even
like
handle
a lot.
More than one.
So the reason that this came to pass is because, A, I'm a spelling bee champion.
Oh, God.
Back in 7th grade, Sevier Middle School, I won and went to district and lost on the first round. But nevertheless, my parents didn't mind it, nor did my grandparents, having to sit there for 3 hours. I didn't mind sitting on stage for 3 hours. I literally lost in the first round. But I was making a joke on X, And I was like, I need to spell check this, because if you're making any kind of point on there, if anyone, there's dissension with it, if you misspell it, they'll rip your legs off for that. So I was like, okay, I need to learn how to make sure I'm spelling cummerbund right. And it's, I'm glad I looked. It's cummerbund.
What'd you say, though, that you had to say cummerbund?
Oh, I said that I got invited to the AVN Awards. Does anyone have a tuxedo, but I spelled tuxedo with an F, that I could borrow? The joke is, would a man wear to the Adult Video News Awards?
Oh.
A blanksedo. Yes. And then some guy says, that would only be the vest. And I said, I would also think you would only need the cummerbund. But thank God I looked it up, because it's a cummerbund. So that led me to a list where it said, like, these are words that people just don't know how to spell.
It's gotta
be a lot.
And
I thought I would quiz the both of you. And feel free to do it to me tomorrow. I mean, it's just a fun little thing to bring.
Oh, yeah. See, there's two M's. I would have misspelled that.
I know. It's a cummerbund. It's not a cumber.
It's not an easy word.
Got it.
What are we thinking? Like, best of three? How you want to play this out?
Best of two. I'm just kidding.
Best of two.
I don't even want to play, but that's okay.
I do best of three.
Okay. At least. Might have to go to five.
Say your name if you want to. You won't lose any points for trying. Word number one. This one gets me till this day. Receipt.
Fat boy. I know this one because of the old English rule. E before the I. R-E-C-E-I-P-T.
That is correct.
What'd she say? She tried to spell.
She wrote it down.
Oh, what'd she write?
She wrote that. But she did. You said it first, though.
Oh, dang it.
You're on the board with all one.
Right. Had to get the easy one.
All right. Word number two, Spellenberg. This one, Paige, I bet gets right.
I don't know. I'm slow. I'm really tired.
Privilege.
Paige? Privilege. I don't know.
No. God, that was loud.
That'll wake you up.
Fat boy.
Do I have to try it?
No.
I'll try it, though.
Okay.
Privilige?
No. There's not an L. It's Privilege. E-G-E.
Oh, I put a D in there, dang it.
Privilege.
Right. I got them backwards. Just give me half credit.
I did fast.
All right. You know what? The fourth most misspelled word, according to this stupid Reddit. I mean, it's not stupid. I'm using it for the basis of this. But, I mean, it's kind of silly. But I think on this show, it will be well known how to spell this word. I think it's too easy on this show to do the word diarrhea.
Oh, fat boy.
Fat boy?
Oh. This one always confuses me because I get it mixed up. Okay. D-I-A-R-H-H-E-A.
you said that with a question on there. Paige?
Damn it.
You were close, though.
Oh, I can't remember how to spell it. I think it's D-I-A-R.
God, I can't say. I mean, you...
I don't know. I should know
that. D-I-E-U-H.
Nope. That's diarrhea. It's an expensive car, I believe.
You don't want to try? I see you writing
it out. She was right there. I mean, you were right what you said. You just got to, like, maybe add the girl's name on the end of it. Is that a hint?
No, because that's a hard name to spell.
D-I-R-I-H-I-A? I don't know.
That would just be diarrhea. Which is what my grandma called those potato chips. You got any Doritos left in there? You got to get a Kmart and Berea to get some more Doritos for Nanny.
I missed it, too. At least she was, entertaining right. With hers.
One more.
Wait, what was it? Can you spell it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I know.
Paige said D-I-A-R and then stopped. And I said, if you added the name, Rhea, that would be R-H-E-A.
Oh.
Which, tell me.
See, I thought he spelled it with an misheard him. That's why I changed it to an I.
I did two H's.
If you're a lady named Rhea, has that been such an awful thing? Like,
see, I wouldn't have spelled it that way. I would have put the H on the end of Rhea.
Well, I think if I just spelled Rio with a, I'd do like Rio, but with an A, like R-I-A. Like if I'm not thinking about the way it's really spelled, I'm like,
oh, yeah, that'd be easy.
Diarrhea. Cha-cha-cha. Last word.
I always get that one mixed up.
I forgot. I'm not even keeping score anymore. This
I'm
is just
getting
for
zero
fun.
On this.
I don't know, Paige. You're a former dancer. Spell the word, both of you at the same time, spell the word rhythm.
Damn
I tell
it.
You what, I did not get this one right.
All right, Fat Boy, I'll try this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, well,
did she write
her,
it down? Okay, go first.
She held up her thing first. Go ahead, Paige.
I don't know if this is right. I'm so freaking tired. R-Y-T-H-Y-M.
You know, that's the way I spell it, but it's incorrect.
Cover your ears.
R-H-Y. I'm sorry.
Fat Boy.
Oh, maybe a little clue? Because I make a common mistake with this word, and she kind of...
See, the way she spelled it is the way I always spell it.
I feel like,
that's wrong.
Okay. I feel like she kind of gave me a hint. So let's go R-H-Y.
I did it wrong. Sorry, I did it. I did it backwards.
R-H-Y-T-H-M? Is there another Y?
There's another Y, damn
no!
you. R-H-Y-T-H-Y-M.
I always forget rhythm. The Y on the end.
That doesn't look like it's spelled right.
I spelled R-H-Y-T-H-M the first time, and then I put a Y. I don't know.
Like, that's when I'm we so need tired. To disagree with the dictionaries and say, that's not the way that's really spelled. You're wrong.
Can it'll we do one more for
rhythm?
Like yeah. a sudden death?
Okay. Oh, that one's weird.
Because nobody's got any points, right? I don't think.
You have one, but I quit after the first. I quit keeping score. Here's one we should know, but is often misspelled. I don't know that I spell it right or wrong.
Simple words.
Restaurant?
I should know this.
Fat Boy, Paige writes down the word.
All right. R-E-S-T. Paige.
Yes.
R-E-S-T-A-R-U. I'm sorry. Let me start all over. R-E-S-T-A-R-U. I'm sorry. I'm so tired.
Maybe you're going to the restaurant.
R-E-S-T-A-U-R-A-N-T.
He laughed all over you, couldn't he? Because he was thinking of, because I said restaurant. All right, one more time, babe.
R-E-S-T-A-U-R.
Try not to be sexist.
A-N-T.
I didn't hear it. Do it again. One more time. One more again.
No, I'm not doing it.
I didn't hear it because he was
objective. R-E-S-T-A-U-R-A-N-T.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
So we're tied. So we got to do one more.
Oh, I don't want to do it anymore. I quit.
All right. Okay. Oh no.
Oh dang it.
Okay.
This is the last one.
Okay. This is tough. I mean, it's gonna be tough. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Maintenance.
Oh, damn it.
Just sound it out. Go ahead.
All right.
M A I N. T E N I N C E.
No. You get so you both of you just walk right up the door and just go ahead, Paige.
All right. M A I T E N E N C E.
Also incorrect.
She spelled it like he said.
She puts the nice in maintenance.
I thought he said, because I was going to, okay.
It's
A N C E.
Main tenants. M-A-I-N-T-E-N-A-N-C-E.
Oh, but I thought he said A. I'm sorry. I switched it.
I would see Paige on Jeopardy.
Right on the first one, and then I switched it.
She's going to sit there and rip the cord.
Look. I spelled it right the first time and switched it because I missed
it. She did spell it right the first time. So
darn.
It looks like it ended at a tie. We might have to continue this tomorrow morning.
No, I don't want to play anymore. I'm so tired.
Hey, and also, again, if y'all acting like it's a Monday, it's a Tuesday. I will play tomorrow. I did win the spelling bee in seventh grade, so I do think I'm an excellent speller.
Let's do it, man. I want to host it.
Okay.
We'll put it on the. We'll think of some good words. Good mix of easy and hard.
You think of them. I don't want to think of them.
Because I don't brag about my Pinewood Derby title. That I smoked everybody's ass in the field.
Yeah.
Went to district and did second place.
I think my brother did that.
Was it with the Boy Scouts?
Yeah.
The Boy Scouts, yep.
I mean, not like that. Hang on now. I didn't experience any of that in my trip. And we camped for full weekends. I mean, we saw each other naked, but like nothing happened.
I mean, did you have to whittle the car, or were they already made?
Hell no. They came already like aerodynamically so how shaved down.
You got a block. My grandpa had a buddy named Hoyt, who was a woodworksman. What do you call it? Woodworker? Woodsman?
Woodworker.
He had a wood shot.
Woodworker.
So you really had to cut it down.
He did. I didn't do it.
Oh, my God. Okay.
He made me like some aerodynamic, like sleek cars.
You'd have to put like the decal on there and paint it.
That's yeah, you got
it.
Your stupid Wait,
what
stickers.
If he, what if he
put a magnet in the front
did
of it?
Did it all wrong and you had the slowest car on them?
I went to districts.
That's where he learned how to jerk a knot in someone's tail.
I know. I didn't tell you
I
how.
I need to learn how to do that.
What he required for payment.
Okay. Paige. Tomorrow, you versus freaking me.
All right.
We'll do it. Fatboy will be the MC tomorrow for that. Speaking of that, Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, two men tried to use this to launch drugs into prison.
Just flip me off with words.
What did they use to launch drugs into prison?
What did they use to launch drugs into prison?
Prison. She got offended by that toboggan. She thought you were going to rob her.
Look like the cover of CB4.
You look like Blue Streak over there.
Hey, it was cold this morning. And once you've wore a toboggan, you can't take it off. Your hair looks like S the rest of the day. Look at
oh
me.
Oh, my God.
Look at this.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. Headlines.
Paige, because that took so long, what we'll do is we'll split this up into like 2 portions.
Okay.
That
yeah,
way, because you don't want to get railroaded with no headlines here.
Sure, but we don't want to miss out on this story because it's incredible how crafty people are to be bad. you know.
Like your favorite pair of legs, we're going to split them.
All right, so there were two men.
Crab legs.
In Louisiana.
You know, that's going around again. All right, go ahead, Paige.
Crab legs?
You got to watch out.
Watch out.
Yeah.
They'll be walking.
They say it's better to get it on your crotch than your legs. Is what I've heard.
Gosh,
that's what I've heard.
You know, little things running around. You don't want that on your body. You'll never wear shorts again. No.
That's why they call them crotch critters.
That's right.
I don't even want that. Okay, so let's talk about what happened. These people, two men in Louisiana, were caught attempting to smuggle $200,000 worth of contraband into a federal prison. So what do they use to get it over the wall?
A CO. That's my guess. A CO walked it in.
How much? What was the weight of this? Or did you say the value?
I only know the value. The weight, that's a good question.
What was the value, though, again?
$200,000 worth of contraband.
I don't know what the contraband is.
Okay, so
rubbers?
Obviously drugs.
Cigarettes?
Okay, so it's drugs.
Have you used rubbers?
So this is what they plan to do. They plan to shoot $112,000 worth of tobacco and about $90,000 worth of meth. Over a security fence and onto the prison grounds. It's unclear if they were caught in the act, but officials caught wind of this ahead of time. So what we do know is that they used something that looked like a cannon to get it over the wall.
Oh. Well, you know, we've heard about...
It had a range of over 350 feet.
Don't worry, guys. We're just doing a reenactment out here.
How do you even get that close with a cannon without...
It's probably one of those
pressurized ones. Remember how you used to do the one with the bicycle pump?
With a two-liter
bottle? That always amazed me. Anybody that had one of those is like, you're a scientist, essentially.
I remember around here in the neighborhood that I lived in, they had like a pig roast, or what do you call that? What do you call that? Is that a pig roast?
Winnie roast?
I didn't live where you did.
Probably a gated community.
Like you talking about the way they do them in Hawaii, where they cook them in the ground?
Yeah, they did.
Oh,
that.
Wow!
And so on every year.
I wouldn't eat food out of the ground here.
And
I mean, not other than produce.
And like certain times, they would fire off. Somebody had a real cannon. Like they'd fire off a cannon.
Oh, in the backyard. At Poe Mill, the Fritz family had a Civil War cannon. They'd shoot off on the 4th of July.
Yeah, the 4th. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. 4th of July. That's when they did this with the pig roast.
It was at that time like a 100-year-old cannon. Like, that's so crazy to think. I was a kid, the Civil War was only 100 years ago.
How do you get the little shells to fire out of them?
1880s? Yeah. Oh, no, that was 1860s.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's a little bit. I'm only 100 years after baseball was invented. That's fine.
Something ain't matching
out. Well, I was thinking 60s and 80s.
So,
Lord God.
According to this, we also don't know what this cannon...
I have to admit, guys, I'm 68 years old. I've been lying all along.
I knew it.
What this cannon looked like, but it had a range over 350 feet, so possibly the scheme could have worked if they would have planned it a little better, but we do know this cannon wasn't an antique, like a 19th century, like we were talking about the artillery that was used at 4th of July around here.
Right.
So,
is it like a t-shirt gun? One of those pressurized things?
Maybe it was one of those things.
Them things, man, like those can...
I'm surprised.
Did they still do that the same way?
Oh, yeah, but they got the big double barrel one that you shoot like a crossbow.
We fired one off the stage before.
Oh, God. I know. They said shoot it up in the air.
Don't shoot directly.
No.
Don't shoot in somebody's face.
Like, okay.
And like, at least it was told to me, like, the guy who invented the t-shirt cannon was from Greenville.
Oh, yeah.
Ethan. I can't remember his last name. He worked for the Greenville Growl and I think the Well as well. I'm pretty sure he invented.
Is that the right
person? I am fairly certain. I thought that.
I know part of that's right.
Now, I was wrong earlier when I said that I had heard that Fuddruckers was owned by Darius Rucker and Elmer Fudd. I looked that up. That was not true.
I've never been to a pig roast. This son of a bitch and pig so ugly.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, cooking it in the radon soil in South Carolina, I don't mean...
Mm.
Maybe even over in Hawaii, they got better soil.
They got better rolls.
Oh, no.
You love those Hawaiian rolls, don't you?
Oh, good. The buttery ones.
Make some
sense. Just eat a honey bun.
Sliders with
that? I do.
I know you do.
Supplement it with both.
Eat a sweet roll. Whatever you want to call it. Apple fritter? Conch fritter?
At the end of the story, both men were arrested And one of them, if it matters, I don't think it really matters. Well, one of them was in the country illegally. So there you go. That's the story. What?
God!
Stop the madness.
Oh, how did we miss one? Yeah, we missed one.
Oh.
Call the czar.
Fire that district of ICE.
Call the czar.
Call the Balder czar. That's what we like to call him, the Balder czar.
Call the czar.
This is about your bald.
You know, all these firings are going to screw up unemployment rate. Like, it really is.
Oh, what is he doing?
But, well, I mean, we've been just pouring money down the throats of all these philanthropists for years, and it should end now.
Circumcisions in Mozambique.
I mean, like,
10 million bucks.
Why, other than some kind of undercover CIA operative, like, why would we give a damn? But then again, why do we give a damn about a lot of the wars that we
is
go
Is that what's
into?
Called pork belly that's put at the end of...
You know, that's a good kind of situation.
It's
no, this
move.
Is just when your friends start charity organizations in the new thing. Like, it used to be climate stuff or e-cars, and now it's like transgender stuff.
So let me tell you, if
and
you put that
trends.
Through, if that gets passed, put my Mozambique... penile implants in there.
What?
I just made that up.
Why'd you,
know
say that's so sexy, though?
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need.
This is
yes! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.